Hey, Changemaker, welcome back to a new episode of the podcast. Today, I have my dear friend, Sharon Catherine D'Agostino, as a guest. Sharon is a passionate advocate for the empowerment of women and girls and for the human rights of all. Sharon founded the story sharing platform sayitforward.org, and she hosts monthly women's circles online. She believes in the power of stories to spark our compassion for ourselves and for others, and to recognize that we are all connected. I've had the immense privilege of joining Sharon's women's circles for 2 years now, and they mean so much to me. So I've invited Sharon back to the podcast for a conversation about these women's circles and why they're so powerful. All women are invited to join these virtual gatherings, and if you have the opportunity, I encourage you to join. Without further introductions, here is my conversation with Sharon Catherine D'Agostino. Sharon, thank you so, so much for being here.
I'm so happy to be here and talking to you again.
Today we're going to have a conversation about the women's circles that you host. And I just want to start off by saying thank you on behalf of myself. And I know so many women who join the women's circles that you host. They mean so much to me, and I do my best to try to join them every month. But before I say so much of what they mean to me, I just want to say that I'm so grateful that you've started this initiative and brought it virtually for more women to be able to access them and join them, even though they're not physically near you. Can you share a little bit about what the women's circles are and why you started them?
I would love to. And first, let me say I'm thrilled to be recording this episode of Hey Changemaker with you. I started the women's circles over 12 years ago, and they were in-person circles. And I started doing this because I realized that so many of the women that I knew, either in my community or in my workspace or even in my family, rarely took any time for themselves to check in with themselves and to just say, how am I really doing? And so I decided that a way to do that was to gather women in a space, gently guide them through a set of writing prompts, but not requiring anyone to share anything with anyone. So really was the idea of this was time for women to be in community, but to be able to focus on themselves and not feel any pressure to reveal insights that they were having as they were writing or sharing emotions, because it was their time. And then when the pandemic arrived, I could no longer do them in person. And so I thought, well, I'll just do them virtually. And the first time I did that, I thought, well, I can start inviting a lot of women I know because they don't need to have to physically get there.
Yeah.
And so for 4 years now, they have been remote. And so anybody can join from anywhere. And then last year, I added a second women's circle because the time where we would normally have them isn't convenient for, you know, everyone in every geography. And so now they're twice a month, on one Sunday a month and one Thursday a month.
And I've had the privilege of joining these circles for as often as I can for the past more than a year, almost 2 years now. And I can't say how much they mean to me. I feel like every time I
enter the circle. I'm excited because I know that after the circle has ended, I am going to feel amazing. And I know that, you know, it's interesting because it's not, I do a lot of journaling and it's interesting to have this community without, you know, without sharing, but you still feel this community. Can you talk about why you have a women's circle where we are lots of women meeting and doing, but we're doing this separately, right? We're writing on our own, but we're still together. And why is that important? Because you could just record these videos with prompts for us to do our journaling on our own. Why have you chosen to do this? And what power do you see that these gatherings have specifically?
I believe that historically, for centuries and perhaps even millennia, women, when they have come together, when they could be in a circle, they were and they are, because in an actual circle, when you are physically present, everyone can see everyone else. And it is not surprising to me when I am at gatherings that even if that's not how chairs are set up, for example, in a physical space, women just rearrange things. And the idea of we are a circle, we are a circle. And so, so what I believe happens when we are in a circle, even a virtual circle as we are in the women's circles, is that we feel our connection with each other. And it may not even be a conscious, oh, I really feel connected to all the women who are, but something shifts. I often say at the beginning of a women's circle that when women gather, wherever they gather, there is strength and there is power. And I believe there's magic because we are connected, and we are connected through our love for each other, for being in a global sisterhood. And we're also connected through our compassion for each other and for the experiences that we share, even if we're not having the same experiences, the experience of being a woman in our family or in our community or our country or on the planet. There are a lot of experiences that we have in common.
Yeah, and it's something that is remarkable because I feel it. I feel it strongly when I'm in the circle and when the circle comes to an end. And, you know, you really feel this connection with women, many of whom I've never met, and who are, you know, I'm in Sweden and others are joining from Africa and others are in the US. And, you know, it's lots of different places. And yeah, it's incredibly powerful how that connection is made and how it makes a difference for me as I'm journaling on my own. So I think that it really does, you know, it helps also to navigate the, when I'm writing otherwise, I might have, you know, this filter of judgment that I need to go through. And I think that it helps to realize that we are many women and we're all navigating this, our own journeys of overcoming various things in our lives. And it's helpful. And one thing that you talk about and that you invite us to do in the circles is unfiltered writing. Can you talk a little bit about that? How you came to understand the importance of unfiltered writing and what it is?
I would love to, because I believe that when we free ourselves from our own judgment while we are writing, that we allow things to come up that need to come up, that we need to understand. And even if we don't want to do something with an insight in the moment, acknowledge this is something that is either weighing on me, or this is something that is distracting me, or whatever the insight is doing that we're trying to repress. And then when we journal, for many women, when women journal, they filter as they write. And that may be because they have had the experience of someone reading their journal, finding their journal and reading it. Or it may be because that they hesitate to write what they're really thinking and feeling because they don't even want to necessarily admit that they have these, whatever these feelings are. So I suggest unfiltered writing, because when we can say, I'm not judging myself at all, whatever comes up, I am writing down, and I might decide to burn it at the end of this hour, but I'm going to let it come out. And over the years, the number of women who have reached out to me after a women's circle is like, it's just so many women who will, sometimes it's a sentence or two or three sentences, and they'll say, so I realized something today that I never would have come up with in journaling. And I believe the combination of the intention of just letting everything come up and out, but also, as you said, the connection that other women are supporting you as you're as you're writing. And in the most recent women's circle, so we're recording this at the very end of April, and in one of the April circles, there were women from 9 different countries. That's a lot of support globally for. And it might be helpful to explain to your listeners that in a each women's circle each month has a different theme, and generally they are themes that seem relevant because of conversations that I have had with different women, and I think, okay, this is something a number of women seem to be grappling with at the moment, or sometimes I think of it as dancing with, we're dancing boundaries, or we're, so the themes change every month, and that means the prompts change every month. And the writing prompts are meant to help us explore the topic in a way that is a good balance between looking at some things we may want to avoid looking at, but also feeling uplifting about the things that we are doing, that we're, progress we've already made in, you know, around this topic or this space. And it is, so I write the prompts, obviously, each month, but in the circle, when everyone's writing, I'm writing too. And when I write the responses to the prompts, I sometimes have these big surprises. And it always makes me laugh. I think I wrote this prompt yesterday. And today, it brought up something in me that I never would have thought of when I thought, oh, well, this would be a good prompt. Yeah. So it happens for me too, the connection with other women who are there for that hour, who are giving themselves the gift of an hour for themselves.
It's something that is incredibly powerful to really go on this journey of self-exploration. And it's something that you encourage so much. And to do that in community with others is incredible. I would love for you to talk about why this self-exploration is important, because I think that so many women, so many people, you know, go on with their lives, and they may use journaling for, you know, setting some goals or, you know, going with the motions and trying to. But I think that what your women's circles have given me is really that even taking an even deeper look, and with the prompts that you choose, it's not something that I would necessarily have thought of. And it's really, really helpful. It has been incredibly helpful to open my eyes to things that I'm still struggling with, or that I didn't even know was still bothering me, and that is holding me back in some way from being the person that I truly believe that I can be and that I want to be. So I think that has been incredibly helpful. But yeah, I would love for you to talk a little bit more about the self-exploration, because I think that it might even seem a little bit frightening for some people to join a women's circle and start exploring these things within themselves. What is going to come up, you know?
I love that question, because virtually every woman that I know has so many responsibilities in her life and absolutely has many, many roles. And so often our responsibility to love and care for ourselves is low on that list of priorities, because there's so much that women are doing to care for, help, support, encourage other people that they love. And yeah. So because that tends to be the case, often we don't even realize some of the old baggage that we're carrying, whether it things we blame ourselves for or other people have blamed us for. It's just a lot of stuff that we lug around with us. And we're changing. We're constantly changing. And so even how we would have dealt with some of these things, you know, 6 months ago is not how we would deal with them now. So even if we looked at something last year and said, okay, I really need to do something about my self-limiting beliefs, a year later, we're different. We've changed. So I think that the self-exploration is something that keeps us in touch with who we are now. And as you know, Julia, I am a big believer in the power of stories, and especially the stories that we tell ourselves about ourselves. Yeah. And so when we do this exploration, often we realize that we are telling ourselves things that limit us, and we're telling them to ourselves. Yeah. It's us. Because for any one of a number of reasons. And so I believe that exploration doesn't have to be painful. And the women's circles are a mix of short writing prompts that help us look at some things that we may want to look at, but the vast majority of the prompts are uplifting, and they are ways that we remind ourselves of who we are and what we're doing that is really important for us to be.
Yeah.
The as I think of it, the amazing version of who we really are. I believe that all women are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sharon. I appreciate it. And I think that's exactly what you're saying. And it really applies to me. And I think for a lot of the people who are listening, who are working within sort of, you know, social change or human rights issues or peace building. And I think that there is so little time to dedicate for ourselves, but also there is this guilt of actually doing it. You know, if we dedicate time, that takes away time from all of the other important things we should be doing. And I think that your women's circles have helped me to understand that for me to be, because for me, you know, my work and my engagement with social justice or human rights is it's a part of who I am, and I want to do it. It's a part of what I see as my part in this world right now. And your women's circles have helped me see that I need to prioritize myself to be able to be the best version of me, and take away all of that baggage that you're talking about, and really work through it for myself, but also for other people that I see and meet in the world.
And something that I also believe helps us is that there's a wide range of ages represented. So there are women in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s. And there is a woman who occasionally comes who is in her 90s and who says, this really helps me. It helps me look at yeah. things that I just haven't thought were important, but I can tell now they are. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, yeah. And I'm so incredibly grateful to you for choosing prompts that come to you from your conversations with women, from, you know, from your own life, from how you're feeling, because so often I join a women's circle and the prompts that you share for us to guide us through the journaling, I've emailed you afterward and said, you know, they're exactly what I needed to work through right now. And it's incredible to really, you know, notice how in tune you are with the women in the world to guide you through this. I mean, it's amazing. And I think one of the prompts that scared me in the beginning, which is the one that is, you know, we have a lot of time to reflect on, and that is always a part of the women's circle, is a prompt about how the things we love about ourselves. And I think that that has also been so incredibly helpful to take away, you know, all of the stories I've told myself about my identity related to what I do rather than who I am. And in the beginning, I think that prompt is a little bit difficult to spend so much time with. But after quite a few circles, I noticed that, oh, it's getting easier. And I mean, you know, it's a muscle that I'm working on, and I enjoy noticing new things that I love about myself that I didn't even realize before. So I appreciate your choice of prompts and how you do that.
I am so grateful to be able to do this. I am always grateful for your presence and the presence of any of the women who join any of the circles. And the numbers vary each time. And I always believe that whoever is meant to be in a given circle on a given day or evening is their time to be with the other women who are there for reasons I don't need to know anything about or understand, but it always feels like the ideal group of women in that circle for that time. So yeah. It really does feel so deeply ingrained in my fundamental gratitude for being part of the global sisterhood.
Mm. Yeah. And we're having this conversation very much as an invite to women anywhere to join these beautiful circles and to have the opportunity to take an hour for themselves to explore. And that hour, you know, it fuels the rest of my day. Well, it's usually the evening time, so it fuels the rest of my week because it's on Sunday evenings I join, and it's even more than a week. But yeah, I appreciate it so much, and I know that it is an incredible ingredient in my life to help me be the person I want to be, and I know that it means a lot for so many women. Do you have anything else that you would want to share to the Hey Changemaker community?
A huge thank you to you, Julia, for this conversation and for all that you do in and through the Girls Globe Network and everything that you do to uplift human rights for all, and especially supporting women and girls. And I also say to all of the change makers out there, thank you for everything that you do to help make this a more compassionate planet. And there's lots of work to be done on that front, but together we really can make a difference. And I believe that change makers out there are making a huge positive difference. So thank you.
Yeah.
And I believe love travels fast and far. And I'm sending love to you, Julia, to all of the change makers and to women everywhere who get up every morning and deal with our many responsibilities, and especially those who are able to find some time to take care of themselves, be compassionate with themselves, and forgive themselves, because I think self-forgiveness and self-compassion really do make our burdens so much lighter.
Thank you so much, Sharon, for uplifting us, for being a light in this world, for spreading so much love, and for creating space, so much space for us to meet and to explore ourselves and become better versions of ourselves. And yeah, I appreciate all that you do, Sharon, with the Women's Circles and with sayitforward.org.
Thank you so much for listening to this conversation with Sharon Catherine D'Agostino. I can't say enough how her Women's Circles have strengthened me, and you're invited. You can learn more and sign up for an upcoming circle at girlsglobe.org/womenscircle. Sharon joined me in episode 15 of the Hey Changemaker podcast, so if you've missed that episode, go and listen. As changemakers, I truly believe spaces like these are essential for us to grow in our purpose and to be the people we want to be in this world. I hope you have the chance to join one of Sharon's upcoming women's circles with women from across the world. Until next week, take care, changemaker.